Hello and welcome back to the Stephen Tries podcast, episode 15.
Today I'm joined. Oh yeah, we clap.
Have you forgotten?
Yeah.
Have you forgotten?
Forgotten what we do?
I haven't clapped for weeks. No offense to the NHS. So this week I'm joined by Thomas Cooney, David Rees, and Donald Max Smith.
Hello there.
Unfortunately, Joe McGrath can't be with us this week because of legal reasons, but free Joe McGrath. Sorry, I'm gonna say.
Hashtag.
So basically, we took a 2 week hiatus. We did film a podcast 2 weeks ago. Well, it was supposed to go out two weeks ago, but it was about crime. And we thought, with what's going on, this isn't good.
Not so, good timing. Yeah.
Look out for that in the future.
There were various characters and
IMAX segments. And,
you know.
We'd done it before, everything that had gone on with George Floyd, and we'd spoken about the police a lot on it, so we thought, we can't put this out. Not yet, anyway. So we held off, and that's why there was a 2 week break. But hey, we're back now.
Feels weird.
Yeah. It does.
Well, we've been sat on this couch, haven't we? Just waiting.
In complete silence, because you don't want to talk without the camera rolling. Did you see that? So, shut up.
Dave, you've moved flat.
Yeah, we can't finally tell that moved from out. These, yeah, well, yeah.
At you've the been minute, had I... off by the estate agent. Haven't you?
What he did, he took me out of the house, walked me around the block, and come back. Went, there's your new house, yeah.
They're crafty like that, mate.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hang on. No. Well, I moved out. I had to come back here to film the podcast because I've got no Wi-Fi yet. But all good, all moved out. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Did you have to break into your old house to use the Wi-Fi? Or?
Nah.
I've had to sign a new contract. I've got this fucking thing for another year now.
Look, the person that was here is in the wardrobe at the minute.
Just James Ulmer trapped.
Dave, who are you living with now?
I'm living with my girlfriend now, yeah. Finally moved in.
Done.
Yeah. It's all proper now, all proper, yeah.
Becoming an adult.
Yeah, exactly. I'm no longer a student. It's weird. It's an odd feeling.
Just don't graduate, aren't you, Max?
Just don't graduate, Dave. And just ride the coast of...
That's the plan.
That's it, mate.
Yeah, but her parents are doing all the packing away and stuff at the minute. So I've told them that this podcast is going to go on for 4 hours. So don't have to do nothing.
That's good.
Good idea. Yeah.
And if your girlfriend works in Sainsbury's, she's going to be class at packing, isn't she?
Exactly. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm only going to be in the way. So
too many cooks.
This is
exactly
it.
Exactly.
That I can't wait. Plan. I can't wait for a week's time because I assume they're great fans of this podcast. They're going to be listening to this beginning segment. Wait a minute. You know.
I thought something different was going on there. Yeah, yeah. I've also had to do a bloody coronavirus test.
Oh, of course,
That was odd. Like, do you know? Imagine having a tooth, a cotton earbud.
Yeah.
Double the length, right? Having that shoved up your nose. Double the length. Having that shoved up your nose, so it goes all the way in. You have to hold it for 10 seconds.
Oh, bloody hell.
And then with the same one or a different one, I don't know, I weren't really concentrating, they start deep-throating you with like this other toothpick. But this bloke who was doing it
Are
to
you
me,
sure
was
this was a coronavirus test?
He did
the man show you any ID?
It wasn't your dodgy landlord again.
But that was weird. Another weird thing. Yeah.
And you didn't have coronavirus.
And I didn't have coronavirus, thank God.
Did they find you had anything else?
No, apart from HIV, but apart from that, it's...
you've got a load of cotton buds stuck up in.
Nothing at all, yeah.
That's
all
wedged.
All good.
This week, I should point out, we're doing conspiracy theories.
Mm.
So buckle in for this one. That's a play on words because mine's about Princess Diana. The thing we should probably mention is, you know, George Floyd being killed. That was the 25th of May. Obviously, it was such a bleak death. You know, just three police officers kneeling on him. One specifically kneeling on his neck. nearly 9 minutes. It was appalling to see. And it sparked just an uproar with everyone pretty much, except for, you know, a select few. And people have posted all these videos of police brutality, not just with black people, but with absolutely everyone, especially over these protests. And it's mad to see how the police behave in America. Mm. Obviously, it's mad in other places. But the just two cases in particular involved old men. One had a walking stick, and they pushed him for no reason. He's walking away. And then there was another one where an old man, there must be at least 20 officers with riot shields and stuff. They barge him, and he's on the floor bleeding, and they just walk past.
Have you seen Trump tweeted that he faked it?
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
What an absolute moron.
I know. He was apparently a known agitator, which has been found to be completely baseless.
Yeah.
And
then he tweeted about when the protests were going on, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. If that was true, there'd be a lot of white kids killed because they seem to be the main people that were doing all this, just smashing up places and robbing.
Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shoot Jake Paul is the message I'm taking from this.
Do us all a favour. Yeah.
It's just mad that arguably the most powerful country in the world is ran horrifically.
Yeah.
For one, they've got just a massive twat in charge, and then the police force, they're not there to protect the public. They're there to just harass them.
It's fucking insane how like kitted out they are. Mm. You know, like you see pictures of them and they've got like insane body armor with these massive guns and stuff like that. It's just,
mate, yeah.
I mean, a lot of the, some of the videos I've seen, I mean, not even just in the wake of this, just down the years, they usually tend to involve, you know, young black lads, but it doesn't even have to be the case. The way they react to things, like I saw one with a lad who supposedly ran a stop sign.
Oh yeah.
And the like five of them with that like, pulled up like they're trying to arrest a dangerous armed criminal. It's just a lad with his nan. It's mad. And the thing is, obviously, you know, people around are kind of trying to, you know, they're trying to film it because obviously they're worried that something's going to happen. But the police don't seem to flinch. You know, like this is protocol, but it's like
people that have watched like cop shows and thought, you'd be gunning down criminals every week, and you know, sort of like a fantasy, you know, to live in this sort of riot type. It's just insane.
Yeah, it's with their rubber bullets. They're meant to shoot like in America. They're meant to shoot at the ground. So when the rubber hits the ground, it hit their legs, like bounce up. Yeah. It won't be as harmful then. But they don't give a crap. They're just shooting at everyone. Like not even shooting, mate. Yeah, exactly. It's like a little kid got hit with pepper spray in America by a policeman. And a little black girl. What is that? What has she done?
Like they were doing things to instigate riots. Really, their actions were just completely uncalled for.
Yeah,
the people walking away, they'll push them. They'll hit them.
Mm. I guess in America, more people are armed more often. So there is always that, you know, genuine worry that anyone could have a gun. But surely that means that your police should be more trained and more able to deal with these situations. I mean, you were saying you were reading something about the amount of training they had to go through.
Yeah, I think it was 110 hours with a gun.
And like compared to other places where the amount of training required to be a police officer and you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
In America, it's quite little, considering that you know the situations that they have to get in. You probably requires a higher level of training, you know, to diffuse situations.
There's even been in Bristol, there was the statue getting pulled down, pushed in the water.
Yeah,
was funny. And what I love is are these people who are furious by it. They didn't even know who this was. It Colston?
Yeah,
they had no idea who he was. Yeah,
the racist.
Last week, another. Yeah. Fucking Colston's in the river. That's such an ignoble voice, Dave. But yeah, now they're all just.
It's mad, isn't it? Because the thing is, I really don't care that he's been pulled down. It sounds like he probably should have been, but ultimately, I don't care. I didn't really know much about him. It's a local issue for Bristol, And if people there aren't happy with, because I think he's right in front of the uni, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously there's, you know, people of all kind of, you know, different parts of the world coming through, you know, and have to see this fella, and it's,
yeah,
people locally know what he's about.
Then Anonymous came back on the scene. I think they posted a lot of tweets, you know, exposing Trump, and there was a list of Epstein's little black book that they posted, just a list of celebrities that were involved with Jeffrey Epstein. Dave, you've got some explaining to do.
The puppet master.
I was not to me.
There was just a
basement full of potatoes.
Young potatoes.
Yeah, Anonymous were back after three, four years.
It's been a while, just,
Yeah,
too long.
They posted a lot of things, which sort of weaves into our conspiracy theories today. Because one of the things they were tweeting about was that Princess Diana was killed by the royal family because she knew about there being a paedophile ring. Now, Dave, you love the royal family. You've mentioned that on previous.
And Colston. don't even know his first name.
Don't need to. But yeah, it just seems like there's something more to the royal family that meets the eye. At worst, you know, I thought they were just inbred, but now it seems there's much more to it.
Lizards.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as I've said, I'm going to be taking Princess Diana and the theory that she was killed rather than just a simple car crash. Sorry, that's a blasé way to talk about Princess Diana.
A really basic car crash.
Yeah. Oh, well.
if you watch Road Wars, then that is nothing. Time for the first conspiracy theory, which I shall be doing. My laptop's really hot and I've got shorts on. That's not the conspiracy theory. Lies! to wet your whistle, Dave.
Yep.
Anonymous said, Diana was killed because she was going to expose the royal family sex trafficking ring. Around the time of her death, Diana was visiting hospitals. Jimmy Savile was preying on it all hours of the night. She consoled Elm guest house victims and recorded palace sex offending victim testimony. Paul Burrell and Diana's sisters heard the tape, but it went missing. So let's get into Diana. So in the early hours of the 31st of August 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, died in hospital after being injured in a car crash in a road tunnel in Paris. Her partner, Dodi Fayed, and their driver, Henry Paul, were pronounced dead at the scene. Their bodyguard, Trevor Rees-Jones, survived with serious injuries. Now, it was claimed initially it was the paparazzi, you know, in pursuit of them that caused them to crash because they were driving quickly to get away. Then, I think about a day later, they changed it to the driver, Henry Paul, who was three times the legal limit and he was on prescription drugs. So that combination meant he couldn't be in control of the car properly. Mm-hmm. So let's break down why we don't believe this poppycock. The scene of the crash was cleaned and the tunnel reopened within 4 hours of the crash. So they couldn't get forensics from the site. And, you know, you'd understand it if you're driving to work in Paris the next day. Oh, we can't use the tunnel because, you know, the princess died there. A little bit strange that they'd get it all done within 4 hours. Can we mute Dave again? The first witness there was ignored and silenced by the police. So the first witness, I think he was a member of the paparazzi, but he got there before anyone else, and he tried to speak to the police as soon as possible, but they spoke to him in a way that he felt threatened, and he couldn't go ahead with, you know, trying to get the story out there that, you know, there was something a whiff. The driver, Henry Paul, he was an informant to the Secret Service, so he had links with MI6, which, you know, some people believe that the royal family got MI6 involved and or MI5, the Secret Service, to kill Diana. Most importantly, Diana wrote to her solicitor a year before saying if she died in a car crash, MI5 or MI6 were behind it, which is strange. I believe she also said it to someone else, might have been Paul Burrell, that she believed she was going to die in an accident. So they blame the paparazzi, then drink driving. They said the driver was 3 times the limit, but the samples hadn't even been analysed at the point. They also said Henry Paul had, I think it was 20.7% carbon monoxide in his system. And if that was the case, then he wouldn't be able to stand up, let alone drive. They also never explained what the reason for that amount of carbon monoxide in his body was. In the autopsy. Henry Paul also looked sober because they were in the Ritz Hotel. 30 minutes before he was driving, he looked completely sober. Like he was tying his shoelaces and he was bent down and he went from the left to the right falling. Which is quite the feat. There wasn't an inquest in England. Why is that? Your Princess of Wales has just died. We'll just sweep it under the rug, will we? she's gone. They said the car was speeding, but there's 10 cameras on their journey from the Ritz Hotel to the tunnel. None of them are working. And they said the car was speeding when it went through the tunnel. And they said the camera wouldn't have, like there was no flash went off, even though they were speeding, which it would have gone off. However, somebody else that was driving through the tunnel 5 minutes earlier, he was speeding and 15 days later he got a ticket. So the camera was working and there would have been a photo taken because they were going 65 kilometres an hour. Mm. But the photo was never found. They found debris from a white Fiat Uno, which they believe was driven by James Andenson, it's a French name, a paparazzi driver who had links to MI6. Someone in MI6 said they knew of a figure like this. An ex-MI6 officer said they knew of a figure who was paparazzi who used to be an informant to MI6 and also do sort of tasks for them. And our hypothesis was that he was told to harass or even harm Diana by the Secret Service. And apparently this guy boasted to his friends about having pictures of Diana as she was dying. And there was a few instances where he took pictures of people just before they died. He himself was found dead 3 years later, having set fire to himself in his car. Jesus. Which is a strange way to kill yourself.
Ultra related cars. Yeah.
Not in the Fiat Uno. No.
There was an interview with Harry not too long ago. I think it was last year for TV where he was speaking about why he wanted to take Meghan away from the royal family. He said, "I don't want a repeat of the past." He talked about how he really wanted to protect his family. And the most damning thing was, if anybody else knew what he knew, you'd probably be doing the same. Which is a very strange thing to say about your own family. Obviously it's going to create rumours, but I think he knows more than anyone else about what's going on there.
And knowing what they're capable of, you can't just come out and say it.
Yeah.
And Mohammed Al-Fayed, Dodi's dad, has spent his life kind of saying, that they were killed.
Yeah,
and he's kind of always been framed as being this crazy old guy, obviously very wealthy guy, owner of Harrods, Fulham Football Club, I think as well. Yeah.
He put money into his own investigators. Yeah. This white Fiat Uno, the police in France did a search of that, found nothing. He got his own investigators. They tracked it down and found that it belonged to this paparazzi. He had to do a lot of investigating with his own team to actually get some of the evidence here, because the French police just wanted it to be an open and shut case.
Well, I think the crazy thing is you point out that it's just not protocol what was even happening. I was riding my bike up Princess Parkway a few months back, and they were doing a drill for it was like a training exercise for when a foreign dignitary was visiting, whether someone planned or just a training exercise. And it was a mile long kind of of police cars,
yeah,
motorbikes, and just the protection in the convoy.
Yeah,
and this, the amount of planning that goes into these people, you know, even if it's just, you know, it's not like a
routine. Though.
Yeah, just if they were going to the shops, kind of thing. Every time you're surrounded by people, you're protected. Yeah. As you say, there was no backup. It took them over an hour to get to the hospital. That just wouldn't happen.
And it was the route changed.
Yeah,
last minute.
You wouldn't do that because it's too planned.
Yeah, so
I suppose
another thing is as well is if a foreign dignitary came over to this country or vice versa, if they died, it would be massive. Like you wouldn't just go, we don't know what happened. 4 hours later, it's all done. They would have blocked that road off for months.
And ages. No.
Yeah, and you would expect that the country from where this person was from would demand to be part of the investigation.
Exactly.
You'd be straight over there and would want to be in the loop immediately.
It's a very strange situation where someone so important, anyone linked to the royal family, you think would do their utmost to find out what had gone on. This could be a threat to the royal family, couldn't it? If someone linked to it.
Everything comes back to paedophiles.
This is it.
They're all trying, and if this will come back, won't it? And other things, it's kind of,
Well, absolutely.
It's a world of secrets.
We look at how they've reacted to Meghan Markle and Harry moving to Canada. Uproar. It's all they can talk about. Prince Andrew has been involved in sex trafficking with kids. And that's just, he can't sweat. Have you heard this guy?
I was in a Pizza Express.
What was he ordering? That's what I wanted to know. Yeah, people just...
And he might as well just said, I'm a paedophile. But
He needs to take a nice drive down a tunnel.
There's pictures of Prince Charles with this bishop who has got massive links to Jimmy Savile. There's just so many odd go. There was members of staff with Prince Charles who were doing terrible things to people. And the people that spoke out, they just got paid off and sent away. There must be so many cases of what's gone on, but people just don't speak about it because they can't.
I think, there is power. This kind of, people always think, if something that big happens, you're talking about big world events.
Yeah.
You think, surely the truth will get out there because enough people know. But, as you say, you hear people mysteriously disappearing. That bloke being found in his car, obviously, happening. Then the fear kind of manages the situation itself because you value your life and you value your family. And you've been paid off. They just repress it. And it's...
Of all things, killing yourself in your own car by setting fire to it just doesn't make sense.
No.
But yeah,
that's brutal.
Yeah. So, should we get a little vote on it, shall we? Whether we believe it or not? So, the theory is Diana was killed by the royal family or the Secret Service. Do we agree?
100%, yep.
So Tom's on. Max?
I 100% agree. Unless you went to see Zoe Deak beforehand, but I 100%
held on to that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I appreciate that.
Remind them all, this is a comedy podcast.
He's just crossing that out on his
back. No,
let's not forget.
If you've been holding on to it for so long, you can't ignore. Oh, I just saw WCF.
As soon as you said you were
this
doing Princess Diana, you
had a whole load of lines.
I've got to wait it outside. Yeah, not now. I think for me the main thing is like a lot of countries have gone to war for less, and or some sort of retaliation, and the fact nothing's happened. It's definitely something,
Dave.
See, I'm gonna have to disagree. I think it was just pure act. If it was going to be anyone, I don't know. It might just be because where I love the royal family, I'm not sure. But I don't think...
Oh, no. They're trying to silence him.
If it was going to be anyone, it'd be Charles.
But why would it be your own son?
Oh.
This Charles had cheated on Diana.
She'd left him.
Yeah.
And she knew secrets.
Prince Charles had cheated on her with
Camilla.
So she'd left the royal family. She was now with Mohammed Al-Fayed's son Dodi, who, you know, rich and powerful. She had confessions from other people about the goings on in the royal family, and people that had been, you know, I don't want to say it. People, sex offenders in the royal family.
Probably way outside the royal family, just amongst the establishment.
If
the
you
British
think about it, it's almost like a cult. And once you leave, you can't actually leave. That's how it almost seems to me. But she was a threat to the royal family because she knew what had gone on. She was also outspoken as well. She didn't really conform to
their ways.
What Camilla does, she turns up, smiles and waves.
But she was also loved. People really liked her.
They preferred her to Charles.
And she knew something was going to happen. She talked about it, and
because wasn't her partner a Muslim as well, which was very frowned upon in the royal family. Like they weren't allowed to go outside of their religion, sort of thing.
But you look at
probably look good.
You look at how the people have reacted to Meghan Markle.
They're so
hesitant to have something different in the royal family and the traditions. It's strange.
To make a kind of comparative point, like, because it might not link into other people's conspiracies, but with JFK, he was assassinated. A similar thing where they buried it very quickly. This is what happened. It was this guy. And they thought they'd, you know, done a perfect job in making it out to be that Lee Harvey Oswald had killed him. And it was like a couple of decades later that this Robert Zabruder found this, had been stood on that on the grass and recorded the film that no one knew existed. Even he didn't know was there. And so so then when this was played, I think it was played on a late night talk show or something, it showed up completely decades later that what they'd said was completely false.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole of America had believed it, that piece had been signed off into history, and it showed that he wasn't shot from that side, he was shot from the other side. It can't have been done by one person.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was a crock of shit.
Wasn't Harvey Oswald killed anyway?
Well, he was. He was assassinated by a guy called Jack Ruby before he went to trial. And Jack Ruby, when in prison, was also mysteriously killed.
God.
So the whole thing stinks. But you think they do enough to repress it, and, you know, even though there's loads of holes in it, life moves on, people move on, people forget, and that's what they kind of rely on. And, you know, but then something happens where it comes back. And when it's so damning, like that video, it just showed that, you know, it was a cover up.
Yeah.
So
also, Dave, when it's something you like, and, you know, you have to think that, oh God, these people could be responsible for something so terrible.
Yeah.
You just don't want to believe it.
No, I think that is the case.
That's why you're wrong here.
I'll leave.
Fair enough. If you don't,
I had to face it with Kevin Spacey.
See,
I was a big fan.
Yeah. It's just, I think you're right.
You've still got posters up in your.
I look forward to them Christmas videos.
You subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Anyway,
should we have a quick segment just to break it up?
Please.
Let's have a little slice of Stephen Lie, shall we?
Stephen Lie. Stephen lies.
Oh God,
Dave! It's very clear that you don't believe anything. So we're gonna do a classic Stephen lies for you.
Okay, okay.
And all of ours will be somewhat linked to, you know, myths or conspiracy theories. So let's sit down, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
You can go first, Stephen.
I go first.
Yeah.
I once got chased out of an abandoned industrial estate.
Okay. John?
During the Manchester riots a few years ago, I accidentally got myself involved in looting.
Okay, Max?
I was spoken to by the police after Harry Redknapp's hotel building caught fire.
Okay, Steve, elaborate.
So we were trying to film a video about Most Haunted. It was me, my mate from college, and Cameron Green, And Cameron was playing the sort of Derek Acora type character. So we were looking for places to film in, abandoned buildings. So we went to this industrial estate and it was dead easy to get into it. All you had to do was push a fence back, like a metal fence, and we all just went in. The problem was that where we wanted to film, it was massive because it was an old industrial estate. We had to go round this building. It was basically a factory. So we went round and we started to film. And I think my mate from college was on camera and he's filming. I'm doing a piece to camera where I bring in Cameron. So he's got his hair spray painted grey. I'm dressed like a twat. And we're just looking about. Something that, and then my mate just looks off to the where the building is behind us, and he's like, "What the fuck?" So we cut that, and we're going, "What's going on? What's going on?" And he's just saying he can see a torch like shining about in the building. So we just pegged it, and then as we're going around the corner, and we had to go all the way around this building, I'm fucking terrified. And as I was last to go through the fence, as the first one had gone through, I just heard "Oi!" So we just got out. So I was terrified. We then filmed the rest of the sketch in the church in Billinge. had to pray for the sins. Beg for forgiveness. You don't pray for your sins, do you? More sins, please, Lord. Please. I want to be like Dennis the Menace one day. So looking back, it was terrifying at the time. Looking back, it could have possibly been, you know, security just with a torch looking around. It'd be very weird for a security's job to be just there. But nobody, we didn't see anybody walk into it whilst we were there. So they would have been in the building beforehand. And in St. Helens, you hear a few tales about like what the industrial estate was or who's in it now. So
it could have been a ghost.
Couldn't have been a ghost because I don't believe in them. there could have been somebody in there that, you know, just whoever lives in an abandoned industrial estate, they're going to be bad news.
A homeless person, yeah.
Somebody
with access to a torch, may I add. And numerous batteries.
Okay.
This man has access to a torch.
You don't know what else he has access to.
This is it.
If he got that torch. Yeah. Okay, Tom.
Yep.
Tom, elaborate. I already got yours.
I was accidentally got involved in the looting when during the Manchester riots. So I was working off in Burnley I was doing a job where I was kind of going around different places. So we're coming back into town on the bus.
And robbing different places.
Yeah, well the city was on fire.
We've done Burnley.
Yeah, it was around the time. So you remember the riots in the UK?
2011.
Yeah, the fella was killed in his car in North London.
Yeah.
Riots started there and then it spread across the country. And it was a lot of nonsense, really. A lot of people, you know, in some of these other towns and cities where it was happening, they didn't really know what was. It was just people, it was chances, really, you know, just Jake Pauls of this world. And and so some of the shops in an area in the middle of Deansgate were getting smashed open. People were looting. People were trying to get themselves shoes and stuff and whatever. And so I went past the shop and basically someone handed me an ice cream and I took the ice cream. But someone had broken into like a dessert shop and they were just making whippies and stuff and handing them out to people. And so I was kind of handed an ice cream as I was just, all I was trying to do was get past and get the way to Piccadilly. And then obviously I realised that, I've just stolen this ice cream. And actually later on, the guy that broke into the shop and was found to be making ice creams got identified on camera and was arrested and sentenced. So I was a little bit worried that
everything came out.
But yeah, so that's what happened.
Okay. Okay. And did you accidentally nick anything else on your routes?
No. I just wanted to get home, Dave. I did bump into people that I actually knew from college and stuff that were kind of hanging around places where they wanted to get something from. That's pretty much all the riots were. It was just retail shops that were,
getting done
were just
in.
Chanting on, just trying to, break into.
Okay. Okay, then Max.
Hello.
What the elaborate?
It's actually, it was during the riots as well, weirdly. Very strange. Harry Redknapp bought a load of seafront properties, like abandoned hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I visited them.
As you do.
People thought they were going to go off in Portsmouth. So the police went out, all that, and nothing happened. But mysteriously, Harry Redknapp's hotel buildings got set on fire and burnt down, which he collected a hefty insurance package from.
That's mine.
And then the reason the police spoke to me, it wasn't me, like, exactly.
Said it.
But it was like a school assembly type. We've got big ties to the Redknapps. They did like a school thing where they'd go into school and just say about the riots. And
so what came of it in the end, Max?
Nothing. Yeah. He got away with it scot-free. Yeah. There's
the person.
There's a conspiracy for you.
Okay. Well, Max, you always surprise me with your ones. You somehow always tell the truth. But I'm not going for you this week. The DLC you gave in this one was a lot, and I've heard Cameron Green's Derek Chisora impression.
Derek Chisora.
If it was Derek Chisora, we would have stayed there. It would have been fine.
That's not right. Derek, that Akora. Guy. Akora.
R.I.P.
Can we get Cam on the podcast as Derek Chisora? Or is that just a no-go now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not now. Yeah. So I'm going to say yours is true, Steve.
Dave, it was a lie.
Ah! Okay, right, round two. Right, now, Tom and Max.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yours can't be true again, Max, can it? Ah, sod it. Tom, accidentally stole an ice cream on purpose.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It was false.
You're taking the piss. Fuck you, Max. Was yours true as well, or have I just been stitched up?
Mine was a complete lie.
Sorry, Dave.
To be fair, mine was the closest to being true.
No,
was it? Yeah. All right, well, 80% of my story was true.
It was crow. I
have had an ice cream once.
Oh, classic.
I should have caught on. Conspiracies. True.
It was just because we couldn't think of a truth to do it. Well, mine was based on truth.
Yeah. So. I was just so invested in the conspiracies that kind of this week got away from me.
True.
Technically, last minute. The hotels did burn down, but the police didn't speak to me at school because, you know.
No. No one spoke to you, did they?
I
spoke to everyone else.
Biscuit boy.
You could have seen them.
I used to call the police so I'd have someone to talk to, but even then they haven't.
It's that Smith
boy. You could have burnt the house down,
I burnt the hotels down so they would. I'm just so lonely.
Waving a box of matches. Please talk to me.
They still convicted someone else.
Now it is time for Max Smith's conspiracy theory.
Hello, everybody. Going to be talking about the Illuminati. It started in 1776 in Bavaria, I believe. And it was just like a way to spread enlightenment, the philosophy of enlightenment. Because the school that the guy that started it worked, it was run by Jesuits, which hated everything to do with that philosophy. So he had to do it in secret. And so he started teaching it to like his students. Then they started recruiting like their rich families and stuff like that. And then it became like loads of political leaders were part of it. Judges, top police officers, stuff like that. So, like, if you were ever in trouble and you're a member of the Illuminati, you could just get away with it because, like, the higher-ups would let you go off. So it got so big that the king had to basically ban it because he found out and was like, they're trying to steal power from me. So it has roots in reality, but it's sort of become this much bigger, crazier thing. a lot of people believe that the global elite, the top 1%, leaders of industry, are basically puppeteering the world and making it so that they're in complete and utter control. But there's a lot of weird coincidences that seem to link it all together.
Oh, dish.
Oh, yeah, I will. the original Illuminati, there were 13 levels to it. And when you get to the 13th level, you become like an elite.
Grand wizard.
Yeah.
Was it like Scientology, where you have to pay and get your levels? Right, okay.
Yeah, the richer you were, the more influence you had, the higher you became.
Right.
And if you look at the dollar bill in America, there is a picture of a pyramid with a floating eye on the top. And the pyramid has 13 steps to get to the top. And the back of the presidential seal also has the all-seeing eye, the pyramid eye, which a lot of people believe is the logo of the...
Symbol, yeah.
Yeah, the symbol of the Illuminati. Go on.
Max, I was just going to say, if you had like all this power and...
Yeah.
You know, this secret group. Why would you want to allude to it or give a little Easter egg on the dollar bill?
I think it's to show that they have ultimate power. Like, again, we're talking about crazy sort of people that write these theories. Like, I'll get onto the website I found, but a lot of the evidence for this secret group is the logos they put everywhere.
Mm. Okay.
So I guess a good way to get to Denver Airport, apart from flying there.
I've read about that.
It's not just education.
Keeps bringing it back. Yeah, he wrote that line first and went back.
Denver Airport was obviously an airport in Denver. Yeah, believe it or not.
What?
Is this a bit?
it's unraveling. Just
and on the drive up to the airport, you'll be
talk about airplane food.
Oh, right, cut all that, Joe. Right, so driving up to the airport, you'll be greeted by a massive horse statue.
What?
Yeah, no, it's with red eyes.
Red eyes, yeah. Have you not heard about this?
I've heard about it. I know what you're about.
There's a massive horse.
Oh, I thought you said massive horse.
It's just like, you're right, fam.
Where are you going?
One of the things Denver's most famous for, it's...
gigantic prostitutes.
We've got the biggest in the world here.
Just prozzy stoned, that's all.
So there's a massive horse, which has been nicknamed Lucifer. It's got bright red eyes at night. The eyes light up bright red.
Frightening.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but it's awful.
Well, we can put it on screen now.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, very strange. So the airport, it was over $2 billion over budget.
Yeah.
There's like several 5-story buildings built under the airport where the global elite will go after World War III starts and will bomb everywhere, and they've got command centers. That's the crazy theory on that. There's a load
What's the signs that they've done this?
A load of contractors that were sent in to build the airport came out and said, there's like big tunnels and buildings under there that we're not meant to know about. And apparently, well, there's these big, like, it's very artistic. So like there's loads of gargoyles on the walls and stuff like that. There's 40 pictures, big paintings. One of them is of a... basically a Nazi stamping on the world, and another picture's like the world better, but like there's loads of dead people and stuff like that. Really weird art. But
nothing to do with Denver.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Seemingly out of place. Yeah.
Yeah, there is the Denver Broncos. Yeah. You got a big red-eyed horse. Can I ask a question?
Of course.
What's the significance of Denver? Is there anything?
So the mayor of Denver at the time it was built was a like a big Freemason.
Okay.
And the Illuminati has got very big ties with the Freemasons. We've got the Bohemian Grove. This is probably the most damning one. This is like it's like a gentleman's club in California, where, again, big politicians and leaders of industry meet. But it's like a week-long sort of booze fest. Where they do like weird rituals to a big statue of an owl. and these are like, you know, billionaires and like presidents and stuff. But this is where
you've got the money.
Exactly. But this is where the Manhattan Project was originally conceived, building the nuclear bomb that would destroy parts of Japan. So like, there's a lot of things that people talk about there that do go into effect. So it's like, you know, the Illuminati, you know, it's like people meeting and changing the world, probably for the worse. I went onto this one website, and the main goal of the Illuminati is to bring the population down from 7 billion to 500 million by committing wars and causing famine and drugs and stuff.
We thought Thanos was bad, didn't we? This is
exactly, this is even worse. They're using things like Facebook, social media, the internet, cameras and stuff to spy on people, gather information.
So many wanks.
That's pretty much all it would be. The whole goal of the New World Order, it's one government that controls the whole planet. So no country would have a say. It's just this one military force that controls everyone. I think this is the website sort of defending itself. They say that the word conspiracy makes you think of crazy people. But it's actually the media that's caused us to think that conspiracy theorists are weird.
And I imagine they own the media, don't they? Like Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah, so...
However, on that note, have you ever heard of David Icke, who is a conspiracy theorist?
So he's written a lot of books about this.
He's a nut job. Like, honestly, mental.
That's what you're told to believe, Dave.
the media!
David Icke explains in his book that one way that they gather power is by setting up a rebel force, such as they did with the Taliban, given that rebel force weapons and, you know, training and stuff, getting them to fight the regime. And then when they've come into power, then they are working with the Illuminati, in a sense. But everything bad that's happened in the last 100, 200 years is apparently because of them.
Yeah, right. Look, ISIS is so strange, aren't they? The way they just crop up and then go away. They've not been around for like a year, but they're very strange.
I read a book called The Grand Chessboard that was it's written before 9/11. It's like in the late 90s by a bloke. I think it's called Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's a Russian, but he was part of the Bush administration. And he's basically talking about how bring the world to make America the first and last global dominant superpower. It's all about control. It was about controlling pipelines and oil in the Middle East and strategic places. And that's why, obviously, you know, big links with the state of Israel and links to the sea to, you know, how they're going to dominate that continent kind of thing. Mm. And talking about how their presence on the you know, this part of the world wasn't what they wanted it to be. And they needed, you know, over the coming decades, they would need to go in and stamp that presence. But the only way they'd be able to kind of justify this kind of military deployment would be with a massively perceived threat from the East. Yeah. Otherwise, the American people just wouldn't swallow it. Right. But it had to happen, because otherwise America wouldn't be able to, you know, it needed to dominate China and Russia and whatever. And then obviously, you know, a couple of years later, 9/11 happens. And, you know, within months, a massive military deployment out into Iraq, Afghanistan, apparently, to find Bin Laden, who was probably never there, was in Pakistan. And,
the whole thing with the weapons of mass destruction.
It's playing on people's emotions.
It's crazy, yeah. Like.
I think the thing with theories like this is that as soon as you say everyone in control, everyone in power is in control and can control what you think and feel, there's no argument against it, because whatever you say, they can just go, but that's what they want you to think.
Think.
A lot of their sources are from people that have had anti-brainwashing sort of trials and stuff like that, and they're now able to think freely and stuff like that. But it's a bit weird. Yeah, so when you've got things like, when you say like Mark Zuckerberg is in control of, you know, the social media side of things, and that's controlling us and all the things you like and dislike and watch and don't watch, that creates a list. Apparently data is more valuable than oil now. The stuff you do online, and that's apparently what the Illuminati are using to build profiles of everyone.
I was just going to say about, like, they say all that the leaders are like reptiles, don't they? With the, like, what was you saying there, Max?
Yeah.
About
save it for next week, Dave.
Yeah. No, mine's not about that anymore. I've done nothing on that.
All right. But people say in the comments that you look like a lizard, Dave. Is this...
Yeah, I get that a lot. A lizard, a sloth.
You're really pro-royal family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
With our little lizard spies, you know. Yeah. To infiltrate the podcast.
Infiltrate the Stephen Trust.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really trying to blink sidewards, but it's just not working.
There's stuff to do with what was it called? Cambridge Analytica, and how
they
influenced the 2016 presidential race, Brexit. It seems very clear that they can do that, especially on people that they find out are.
Yeah, Facebook's sort of the most 50, powerful 50. Thing I know today, right?
In terms of the least powerful, in my opinion. Yeah. Just well, following deaf twats. Yeah. No offense to my friends and family. No.
That's the only one I use.
It's mad how, I can't remember what I was talking about with Devon last night, but she was on her phone while we were having a conversation, and like seconds, we mentioned something, and seconds after we mentioned it, she scrolled down and hit an advert for the thing.
Yeah.
And she'd not talked about it before. It was kind of something that I just brought up, and it's amazing how many times that's happened.
Yesterday, me and Max were talking about Paw Patrol, and now on Twitter, there's a bit where it's like trending, but just for you. And now Paw Patrol's on that. It's mad.
So the cartoon, the kids show, Paw Patrol.
Yeah, it's to do with jokes about the police. Yeah. And, yeah. The way I knew about the Illuminati was through the likes of Jay-Z, Kanye West, doing these triangles in music. That, whatever. Yeah. What has that got to do with it?
Is that that's the pyramid. That's the pyramid with the seeing eye on the top, triangle. So, like, they'll get Jay-Z. That's, you know, they'll get Jay-Z and Kanye West involved. I doubt they would, but that's the thing. You know, with a theory like this, anything you say, the theorists can just say, but that's what they want you to think. So it's hard to argue against anything. But
has anyone been to Stockport or driven past Stockport on the train?
Yeah.
You're quite high up on the viaduct. You'll just see this random pyramid. The Blue Pyramid.
Is it
a shopping centre? I think it was a co-op call centre, or it was owned by the co-op movement or whatever. I don't know what it's doing now. They moved down. But still, like, I think I was watching a programme on a History Channel or something, and it was about these kind of symbols out in the world and stuff. And they were zooming in on them from parts of the world, you know, from different parts of the world. And then they just started zooming in on Stockport, and you see this pyramid, and it really is kind of, when you talk about, like you say, putting symbols out there for the sake of putting symbols out there, I do wonder why they decided to build this random blue. And it's kind of strategic in a way, because every train from the north, from Manchester, leaves Piccadilly and goes through Stockport. Yeah. And you're going over this viaduct, and you've got the big town to one side, and then the other side is just like a vast expanse quite low. And in the middle of it is this blue pyramid. Look, I know, it's weird.
The head of the co-op is also the head of the Illuminati.
Who wants to go first?
I think this is a strange one, because obviously there are, I personally believe there are absolutely elements of truth to all of this. But the problem is when you don't, when these things are kind of hidden from plain sight a little bit, or they're just, you know, hinted at. Lots of the things you've talked about, there's probably some truth in it, but the imagination does run away with people, and like you say, you go on these websites where, you know, it starts off based in, you know, kind of reality. Like, for instance, you mentioned about the drugs there. It's a massive part of the US economy, and so much, you know, billions and billions of drug money comes through the US every year. So obviously, you couldn't just take that out. A war on drugs would cripple the country. So there's definitely systems in place to kind of manage the flow and, you know, make sure, you know, I don't know, just manage it in some respect, but then underground aliens and ant people and
exactly. So
I think that's the
People that are rich and powerful, they are going to want to control what happens in the world to an element, but I don't think they can. They can do it to a certain degree, but people are still going to be able to think what they want and do what they want. The Denver airport, I don't know. There probably is stuff going on underground, but I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's just like a big war bunker in case something happens.
Pedophiles again.
Big pedos.
But I think there's a lot of stuff like that's when the story about David Cameron and the pig, like a lot of these societies, they do stupid things like, you know, ritual things like that, and a lot of these things are based in just knowing things about each other. It creates this bond,
trust,
trust, and I guess that's just because these people, if they are involved in these circles, they must know so much about each other.
Yeah,
you know. As alluded to with Dana, it's a world of secrets, and you need to have these secrets so people feel like they can't leave because they themselves are vulnerable. And I guess that's the, when you marry into it like she did, or maybe you're on the periphery of that world, you are dangerous because you don't necessarily have anything to lose.
True.
So I'm 50% sold on it.
I'm exactly the same. I believe that there are some like higher power that think, like that, like you say, like all the leaders are trying to control us and what we do and what we like see and everything. But yeah, Illuminati, I think it's a bit far fetched for me, to be honest.
I don't believe there's like some shadowy organisation that sits in a dark room and does it all. I think there's like aspects to it, but they're not working together.
It's too perfect, that, isn't it?
I don't think they'd be working together. I think if, like with the Facebook thing where the media are controlling things, sure, but I doubt they're doing it because they want America to become the biggest state in the world. They're just doing it because it sells more papers.
So now it's time for everybody's favourite segment, IMAX.
It's back. It's bad, and it's bigger than ever. And I meant bad in a cool way, like Michael Jackson.
No.
In a cool way?
Bad. Michael Jackson was bad.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was bad in a bad way, man.
In a very bad. You
know, I don't know what you think.
Andrew
is cool.
Bad.
Too many trips to Denver Airport.
Did he have a song called Bad, which was good?
Yeah, he did have a song called Bad.
I don't know enough about him. All right, anyway.
Don't play dumb.
Just ripping my posters off my wall as we speak. This week, IMAX has been shaken to its core.
Nice. You didn't read the comments, did you?
Some sent me a few bullets.
Did you listen to it back?
We've uncovered something drastic in the IMAX world. And I'm fearing for my life as we speak. I realised that there was something really wrong with IMAX, and I got my friend Nicolas Cage.
12 weeks.
I got my friend Nicolas Cage to help me out and figure out what the hell was going on. IMAX is in shatters. My life of reviewing movies is over, and I can only assume there is a much larger force at work here. I smell a conspiracy, so I've gone to my good friend, Oscar-winning actor Nicolas Cage, to get to the bottom of it.
Hello, beautiful.
Hey, Nicolas. Like a chameleon changing its skin, you're one of the world's greatest and most versatile actors. What can you play to help me solve this mystery?
I'm a lieutenant in the police department.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. That's exactly what I need. No need for anything else.
I am the son of a pastor.
No, no, a lieutenant is more than fine. Please, be a lieutenant.
I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire!
Jesus Christ, you fucking idiot. Just be a lieutenant, that's all I need.
I'm a lieutenant in the police department!
Thank God. Now let me explain why you're here.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
No! To save IMAX, and defeat the shadowy conspiracy behind its failings.
I couldn't think of a more horrible job if I wanted to.
But someone needs to review the newest, most freshest movies. Like last time I reviewed Scream, and the week before...
You are so fucking pathetic.
I am warning you. You tell me another and I'll rescue myself. That is a promise.
I thought you were on my side. It just seems you're here to bring IMAX down.
I'm gonna have you fired.
Ha! You'll never convince Steve. Wait a minute, Steve! Steve Costa was credited as the aerial cinematographer on the movie Terminator Salvation, and also on the movie Eat, Pray, Love, which featured a song on the soundtrack performed by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, just like 2001 A Space Odyssey, which was distributed by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, as was the Tom and Jerry movie, which had Barbara Harris in charge of ADR voice casting, a role she also did on the movie Scream, and, oh my god, Sister Act. I know who's trying to bring down IMAX. It can only be...
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
No! How will Max get out of this jam? Find out next week on IMAX.
He's fucking clever.
Look forward to you getting back to the most freshest movies.
Well,
What was that?
I like the link. It was a massive circle. I wasn't expecting that.
See, Max, Dave likes it. Look what you've done.
That's when you know you failed.
You know what? No. You're right, Dave. It does feel like we're going round in circles here. Each week, it's just disappointment.
Because you've not seen all of the films. You know, forget the fact that the cinemas are closed. Just Christ almighty.
You could watch a film on Netflix from 2019. Mm. There's ones from 2020, Max. Yeah. I mean,
lazy.
You just go out of your way to worm in Whoopi Goldberg each week. She got you on the payroll to keep her relevant. You know, this is a mess. It's supposed to be, and this is what you got to show for it. Get out.
Oh God!
He's let us down again.
Every
enjoyed
week.
Enjoyed it, Dave.
Oh, well, I did, but then I realised I weren't allowed to enjoy it.
I'm sorry about that, guys. It's
all right. It's all right.
I meant the viewers, but yeah, of course, yeah. We all had to experience it. It's gone past the joke now. A joke would be nice, you know. It'd be to break up the 2 minutes of just constant shit.
Yeah. I never thought I'd miss the old format of IMAX.
I thought we'd come on to something new, but now it's just a waste of my time. That is one job for the week, and that's what he comes out with. I don't know if we've got anything to talk about, really.
I thought I saw a ghost the other day, like Psycho sort of shit. You know, have you ever seen Psycho? Is it Psycho? Shout out.
Hello?
Oh, who's this?
Hello, is somebody talking about a bloody Psycho?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Only is me? This? It's bloody Connor, isn't it? Have you been getting me letters in the post?
Connor who, sorry?
Conspiracy.
Of course.
Did you go by Con by any chance?
Well, you can call me that, but that's not my birth name. My name's Connor. Don't wear it out. Just like my son, Conspiracy the second. And his son, Conspiracy the fourth.
Happened there?
Well, that's a conspiracy, isn't it? My wife took him.
You've been sending us all these letters, have you, Connor?
Yeah, have you been getting them?
No.
Been ripping out little letters from the magazines to spell out stuff because I cannot use my handwriting because I lost my hands in the war.
Which war?
The war against the communists. I've been fighting it myself. Yes, I've got tactical squad training. I can shoot a gun from 50 yards. Yeah?
Not anymore, though.
I can't with my feet.
With your teeth.
There are other ways to skin a goose without using your hands.
And skin
I can tell you.
Why would you want to skin a goose, Connor?
Well, let's say you're outside hunting communist folk, right? And you know the big reds, they're taking over the country and the world. And you're outside in the woods and you're so peckish and you go, bloody hell, I could skin a goose right now and eat its tasty flesh for nutrition. And then
Connor, I've just got a letter here from you that I'm reading.
Yeah.
It's you at a pond with a cheese grater in between your legs trying to catch a swan.
I've got terrible thigh rash from that bloody cheese grater. I'll tell you that for now. But I've skinned that goose nice and proper. I sent you one in the post. You'll probably find it.
A skinned goose.
A skinned goose. And goose don't really have enough skin either, but you know, I do what I can.
Connor, is there any particular reason you've called up?
Yeah, bloody hell. So I've got a fucking, I've got a conspiracy for you. Yeah. I heard you were doing a conspiracy podcast.
All right.
Yeah, my good friend Zodiac. She told me you were doing it, told me to get on and tell you some of my conspiracies.
Doesn't sound like something she would say.
I've got about four good conspiracies for you if you want to give them a listen.
Yeah, sure. Well, listen to at least one.
Okay, my wife, she's a communist, and that's why she left me and took my kids.
Is that the first conspiracy?
No, that's just me saying it. It's not even a conspiracy. I know it's true. I know it's true, Barbara. I want them back. Yeah? Second conspiracy, yeah? Goose. People say goose don't have skin. It's feathers. But I tell you this for now, they got skin. I've been skinning them all my life since I was 17 years old. Yeah?
Sound very horny.
I'm not horny.
I lost these swans.
By fit.
Still got my nipples. So, third conspiracy, right? It's about IMAX, the podcast segment. Yeah? It's such a good segment. It's one of my favourites. I use it to torture the red commie scum. I put it on non-stop.
Why would you use IMAX to torture someone?
I can imagine you put it on non-stop just once. As you say enough.
I put it on non-stop and they're usually dead by the second turnaround. It's such a good segment for my commie bashing ways. Fourth conspiracy is that Dave is a lizard boy and he lives in the sewer.
And he lives in what?
In a sewer.
It seems like you've come on just to maybe try and get your kids back. Best of luck with that.
Yeah.
I think they listen to this podcast. So can you put out a human?
Didn't they lose the rays in the wall?
They lost everything in the war. They're just a head in a bag now.
And you want that back?
I'm so lonely. I can't even write on the internet because I've got no bloody hands. I've had to crash into Max's room and speak on his bloody camera. Just have any conversation with anyone.
You said you were talking to Zoe Dyack before this.
People see a handless, cockless man walking around town, and they don't talk to me.
On,
I can't put my trousers
I've
on.
I've got nothing to hide. I wish I did.
I lost it in the wall.
I've got a cheese grater between my legs. I can't put my trousers around them. I can't even pull them up.
Oh, mate.
Have you still got your hands and penis?
Yes.
Well, you just wank that off then. We'll just get,
they're in the bag with me boy.
That. Yeah.
My wife's got them. Oh, no. But I should state that my boy's a 40-year-old man. Head.
I've got one of your letters here, Connor, that you can burp the alphabet.
I can. I do that for a little dance. I do that for money on the street.
Do you want to do it now? Maybe get...
I can if you want.
Yes, please.
We'll give you £1 for each letter.
Okay. A. B. C.
What a conspiracy there. Thank you for coming out there. Of course, he couldn't do D because he lost his penis in the war. Thank you, Connor.
Well done, Connor.
That was a bag of shite. Now it is time for Put It to the Max.
To the Max, where are we this week? Okay, right then. First one is from Joe. So I said, hi,
Rath.
I don't know, does he want to be anonymous? We'll say Gaffney, Joe Gaffney. Hi, Max and the rest. I was hoping I could get...
That. No, if you email in to Put It to the Max, put some respect on our names.
Well, I mean,
mainly mine.
It is Put It to the Max.
It's the Stephen Tries podcast. Yeah. I can change this segment to Stephen Wise like that, but I don't.
Oh, there's a PS at the end. This guy spoke to the pair of you on Azar the other day. He was the unfunny one that could make jokes instantly.
Yeah, he's got other problems.
Yep. Hi, Max and the rest. I was hoping that I could get some advice off Max that was to do with food. It's not...
Max, okay, this might just be a recipe.
Yeah, he points out that he's not trying to...
I'm struggling with skinning a gift.
Okay, he needs advice on how to stop eating. During lockdown, he's found himself eating as a pastime and needs to stop.
Also, and you came to me for help.
Yeah, the gyms are shut. He's got no motivation at all with regards to working out. How does he stop eating all the time and find motivation to get out of the house? He hopes that you have the answers. Don't ever stop the podcasts.
Great question, Joe.
He does point out, I didn't read that, but he hopes it doesn't, you know, don't take it personally. It's just...
No, I understand. No, I don't take it personally. It's just...
Cool. Yeah.
I'm just the worst person to ask because I've probably done worse than he has.
Well, we saw him on Azari. He looked like a, you know, a slim lad.
Yeah.
Should see him now.
Just wait for it to be over, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Should be over.
Yeah.
I advise, like, get another hobby, like, that slims you down, like heroin, cocaine. They're always good of, like, getting rid of the...
Dave.
Yeah? If you're worried about that.
I remember I once saw someone on the streets who looked like a drug user, I can't lie, with his top off, and I thought, I can see his abs, maybe I should
try it.
Don't do that though, guys, if you're listening. I don't condone doing drugs because you lose your teeth and that's probably why they can't eat.
Well, I started off lockdown quite motivated, or at least, you know, I was working out most days, but even now I'm at the point I've just
waddling around.
It is difficult, you know, and I've been not been doing as much.
Finish that, Stephen?
Yeah. I'd say, Joe, you need to put some structure in your day. You know, you need to just start off positive. Otherwise, you're just going to continue on this downward spiral. Ultimately, it's only you that can bring yourself out of it. Go to bed early. Don't be up till 4 a.m. Set your alarm at 9. Have some breakfast. You know, I don't know. Go for a jog every morning. Just structure may help.
Next problem. Dave.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes.
Max, Tom Looney, and Dave. My name is Derek Staines.
And that's the order, okay, guys?
That's the order.
A quick question for you boys. Which traits and skills do you find attractive as I feel I should work on improving myself rather than chasing girls aren't interested? I was thinking stand-up comedy would be a good place to start. What do you reckon, boys? Cheers, love the pod. D. Staines, wink.
Can I take this, please?
Yeah, of course.
The fact that you're referring to yourself as D. Staines is probably the first alarm bell for any female.
That's how he signs off all interactions.
D. Staines.
Old Del Boy Staines. Yeah. So maybe look into changing your name by Deepole.
Yeah.
Derek's okay. It's a little bit dated. I'd go for, you know...
If you are funny, though, it's
Darren
a good,
Stiles,
it's a good stand-up
cool
name. Derek Staines.
Yeah.
Derek Staines.
Max?
Just what Stephen said. Probably change Derek Staines. That's a crazy... Yeah.
Don't say Stephen said, and then proceed to repeat what.
No,
Stephen
I'm just reiterating that point. Derek Staines.
Yeah.
I had an uncle Derek, so the name Derek Staines sort of.
I've got an uncle Derek too.
I haven't.
Neither. I've got an uncle Stephen and Andrew and Wayne though. If that.
I've got an uncle Stephen.
Oh, see, yeah. Oh, nice. A load of Stephens. Yeah.
Any more uncles, Max?
No, that's literally it. Just
Fair enough.
It's, you know what, when people get to this point of the podcast, we should reward them. We shouldn't be asking Max, he's got another uncle. Fuck it.
Oh, sorry, is that what you said? Another uncle?
I'm here to ask the questions.
Everyone's too afraid to ask. Yeah, I've got another uncle, sorry.
Any more relatives?
just the names will suffice.
Right, another problem, please.
Okay. Hi guys, love the videos. I generally fall asleep listening to your podcast, but that's more an affirmation of your sweet, sweet voices and Dave's silly laugh.
This is why we keep people away.
That this one's a bit more for me, but obviously, you know. In my final year of university, I have an idea of what I want to do with my life. I want to travel and actually do stuff with my life first. How would I go about firstly telling my parents, who I assume want me to get a proper job? Also, how long would I need to work to get enough money to travel for at least a few months? Thanks, guys. That's from Kieran. I've travelled a little bit, and you know, amongst all the, you know, the jobs I've had and the, you know, the mundane day to day stuff, you make memories that'll last forever. You don't, if you think of reasons not to go, there will always be reasons, because it's scary, you know. It's, you're going to have to give something up, you'll have to sacrifice something, you'll have to upset someone who thinks that you should get a mortgage or get a job, but you know, you've got to follow your own path. People think they know what's best for you, but ultimately it will only be you that knows what's best, and you regret, you know, it's better to make memories than make regrets.
Didn't you say Southeast Asia was cheap?
Yeah, you can travel around Europe for I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks with a couple of grand, but that same money in Southeast Asia, if you get yourself to there,
you'll be king, will
last
there.
You a lot longer. So this is from someone who's asked to be anonymous.
Oh, he's an anonymous.
Yeah.
Ooh, spill the tea.
Ooh. Max, you seem like a cultured man with many love interests, and not just your pillow. I need help. I like this girl, but she has a girlfriend. She's bisexual. Should I try and break them up and then get with her, or wait for it to be over and sweep in? Thank you for what I know will be horrible advice. And something about Dave's laugh.
Did you say he's from America?
No, he didn't say. Oh, right. Didn't
guys,
say.
Please tell us where you're from.
Yeah.
I find it interesting.
Where are you from, Rory?
Just because she's bisexual doesn't mean you shouldn't give the relationship any less respect than, you know,
yeah,
a typical... What's it called? Heterosexual relationship?
Yeah, you know, don't be this awful white man.
Who assumes that she actually prefers men.
And she'd be more privileged to be with you.
You know, just fuck off, Rory. Fuck off. Who you think you are? Don't even listen to this podcast again.
This could be a really specific situation. Maybe we should bleep Rory out.
the audacity of this twat to email in, not say any of our names.
Yeah. No. Slag off Dave's laugh.
Yeah.
Hey. What did he say about my laugh?
Oh, you said it. Do I tell you what he said?
Go on.
Thanks you for what I know will be horrible advice. And if it's if it gets on, please gag Dave so he can't laugh. It's very annoying.
Oh, fuck off, Rory, you entitled twat. Yeah,
send him an iPhone.
Alone.
Shall I just laugh for a minute now, just to piss
you
off?
Yeah. Yeah. I will chant Rory.
Rory, the racing car. Imagine being called after a car, you prick.
Or a name that rhymes with Tory. It's not what you want.
Yeah,
it did
exactly.
Have to be anonymous.
Rory, you lost that. You lost that right when you slagged off Dave.
Yeah,
tried to break up a relationship.
Sorry if this causes any problems.
I'm not.
I'm a little bit not. I won't say your surname because
Rory Parkhill was his name. Was it? Something like that.
Shit. No, it's
bullying.
So guys, please write in and we will respect you.
Hashtag, everyone leave Rory alone. He's probably just joking.
Sorry, Rory, if you get any repercussions from that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
We're at the very end of the podcast.
I'd laugh.
Me listening back to this. So we're gonna finish the podcast here. We've had the first two theories. Next week it'll be Dave and Tom. We should point out that, you know, whilst these theories that me and Max have spoken about
are true,
we don't know. We don't mean to cause any libel.
Yeah.
We don't want to offend anyone talking about Diana's death.
Okay. Yeah.
We do take it seriously. And we don't want to just ruin the royal family. Not that they'd be ruined by this expose. obviously not. But everything's taken with a pinch of salt and in jest. It's just people's theories and we see what we make of them.
Yeah, even though they are true.
just and a laugh.
But thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've been joined by Thomas Cooney, David Rees.
Thank you.
Max Smith. Conspiracy.
Yes.
Hey.
And the spirit of Jeremy McGrath.
Yeah.
Always.
Respect. Respect.
Praise him. Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe and ciao.
Shalom.
Bye.